Shalom, friends. In this brief video, I'll be bringing you up to date on a few of the latest corrections that we have had to make as new discoveries and understandings have come forward. This will be a very brief video just to bring you up to date on these corrections. In Isaiah Yeshayahu 9:6, we read, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty El, my Abba's Father, the Tsar Shalom. And I will bring shalom upon the rulers and even his health upon them." In light of some of the recent teachings and discoveries, we saw that in the Hebrew, in the oldest text before the vowel pointing, the correct understanding is Avi-Ad. Avi, my father's, Ad or Aid, Ayin Dalit, witness. And so that lines up perfectly with the understanding that Yahusha is the only true and faithful witness of the Father. And along with that correction, we also see the scriptures in Revelation 1:6 and in Revelation 5:10, confirming that Yahusha is the only true and faithful witness of the Father. As we said many times, the Father needs no other witnesses. We are Yahusha's witnesses. We are his disciples, Talmidim, but the Father only has one witness. So we made those corrections to be in line with the correct insight that Abba has given us. Now, if we go back to Isaiah 9:6, you'll see a few other differences than we've had in past printings. Everything from the beginning of verse 6 up until here is the same. We just explained to you why it's not the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty El, the Everlasting Father, because there's the Father and the Son. The Father cannot be the Son cannot be the Father. So therefore, the Everlasting Father is a faulty translation by the rabbis with the vowel pointing in the Masoretic text to make it seem that Yahuwah is confused, that there is no Son, and that the Son given to Israel is just another name for the Father, which is not true. So when we interpret this correctly, as I said, it's Avi-Ad, my father's witness. Well, if the father has a witness, then obviously there's a son, the word of Yahuwah, his son. The word became flesh, okay? Now, the remaining changes here, the Tsar Shalom, that's the same as most traditional past printings. And I will bring Shalom upon the rulers. Now, this part right here, the latter part of verse 6, is from the Septuagint. So as you can see, in order to create the Restoration Scriptures, True Name Edition, verse 6 of Isaiah chapter 9, we took from the oldest manuscripts before the Masoretic text and the vowel pointing. We lined it up with the witness, the two or three witnesses required in other scriptures, showing that it is not the Son is not the Everlasting Father. He is Avi-Ad. He is my Father's witness. So the Son, the child given to Israel as a Savior, Messiah, is the Father's only witness. He doesn't need any other because all the other witnesses are not true or partially true or liars. And then the end of verse 6 comes from the Septuagint. As a result of the Prince of Peace, and by the way, a prince is the heir of the Father. A prince is the son of the Father. A prince is not the king. It is the king who will be crowned at the end of the age. So the very fact of the wording of the Sar Shalom, or the Prince of Peace, shows you that the prince is not the everlasting father. Again, the rabbis did that to make you think that this son that Isaiah prophesied is not actually the son of Yahuwah. Okay? There's no other translation on earth that fixes this up. And that's why I want this done, so you can understand why every single one who is serious about understanding the Father's word needs the restoration scriptures, both in print as well as online, and also for our new 24/7 streaming channel. And we know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word, so it's very important that everyone stay tuned. And on this streaming channel 3, Restoration Israel FM channel 3, we'll also have playlists where you can choose any of these incredible readings of his word. So you can listen to the live stream, or you can avail yourself directly of those playlists and listen to the chapters that you want to listen to. So this Prince of Peace has perfect health. We know the word of Yahuwah is Yahuwah. We know the word of Yahuwah is the perfect lamb of Passover, the perfect goat for Yahuwah of Yom Kippur. And everything about him is perfect. There's no spot or blemish in him. Therefore, that would include his health, spiritual, physical, as the prince, as the heir, as the son. His health is as perfect as the father's health, okay? And is like everything else about Yahusha, Hebrews 13:8, it never changes. So his health is constantly perfect because he is direct image and manifestation of the Father, according to Hebrews 1:1. And so those who follow, especially leaders and presidents or kings who humble themselves and don't walk in pride and arrogance and give up the throne of their own sovereignty, their own rulership, and they put it under the sovereignty and rulership of the only true everlasting King of Kings, that Yahusha will also transfer his health, which is perfect, upon the rulers of remnant Israel. Okay? So part of the benefits, we know healing is part of the atonement, but here we see specifically that if the rulers of Israel do not reject Yahuwah's son and accept him and proclaim him and promote him, as opposed to the lies and the pressures of rabbinic Judaism, we see here that even Yahusha's perfect health will be given to us. The us, not only the body of Yahusha, but especially the leaders of Isaiah's people. And today we know that in Ephesians chapter 4 as the fivefold ministry. And as I mentioned earlier, you could see the truth of this confirmed in the restoration scriptures in Revelation 1:6 and 5:10. So we have at least three witnesses that he is not the everlasting father. Rather, he is the father's one true only faithful witness. We pray you've enjoyed this brief teaching, this brief video, and you see the importance of studying from the best end time tool that the Father has given us. The Restoration Scriptures, true name, 8th edition.